创造的.
It's part of his character.
这是他的属性.
The book of 1 John says God is love.
那约翰福音说, 神就是爱.
When Adam and Eve were created, he put love inside of them.
当亚当跟夏娃被创造的时候, 神把爱放在他们心中.
Love is a characteristic that he shares with each of us.
爱是神的一个属性, 他跟我们每一个人分享.
We as Christians should be the most excited celebrators of love.
我们身为基督徒应该是最兴奋爱这件事。
Because God made love for us to enjoy.
因为神创造了爱, 让我们得以享受它。
God is the greatest romantic in existence.
神是世界历史上最浪漫的一位。
God romances each of us to become his beloved son and daughter.
神爱我们, 使我们成为他心爱的人。
When we did not love him, God chased after us.
当我们不爱他的时候, 他追着我们来爱。
When we turned our back on him, God never forgot us.
当我们不理他的时候, 他从来不忘记我们。
When we loved the world,
当我们爱上其他的事, 像世界的时候,
God showed us the greatest love through Jesus Christ.
神借着耶稣基督彰显了他最伟大的爱。
So I would like to share a passage out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 today.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的是哥林多前书第13章。
This was a letter written by the Apostle Paul to the church in the city of Corinth.
这个是使徒保罗当时写给哥林多教会的一篇书信。
This is a church that Paul planted.
这个是保罗当时植堂的教会哦。
And after many, many months,
很多个月过去以后,
the church was confused about many, many different topics.
这教会开始有一点分不清楚状况。
One of those topics is, what is love?
其中一个分不清的话题就是何为爱?
So the Christians in this Corinthian church were equating love with a special spiritual gift.
当时在哥林堆教会的弟兄姐妹们把爱当成是一种特别的属灵恩赐。
So Paul wants to correct this thinking.
所以保罗呢,要纠正他们的想法。
When Paul speaks of love in this passage,
当保罗讲到爱的时候,
he uses a Greek word agape.
他用这个爱加倍这个字。
This is the name of our community center, Agape, a community center.
这个希腊字就好像是我们的爱加倍福音中心,那个爱加倍。
They have a summer program called Agape Land.
那在暑期的时候呢,有爱加倍园。
So there's two other words for love in the Greek language.
在希腊文里面还有另外两个形容爱的字。
Eros,
一个叫Eros,
describes a physical sexual love.
是一种肉体上头性上面的爱。
The second word is philia.
第二个字是philia。
It speaks of a brotherly love, a friendship, a deep affection.
讲的是一种弟兄之间的爱,之间的情,之间的恩。
You might consider it the highest possible love a human being can give without God's help.
也许这种爱呢,就是在人当中没有神的帮助之下能够达到最高境界的爱。
We have a city here in the United States called Philadelphia.
我们在美国里头有一个城市叫做Philadelphia.
It's called the city of brotherly love.
就是意思就是说是弟兄之爱。
And Paul uses the word agape.
然而保罗选择了爱加倍的爱。
This is a love that loves without changing.
这种爱是不改变的爱。
It gives without demanding.
给不求回报。
It gives without expecting any kind of repayment.
并不想要说从对方得回什么。
It is a love that's so great, it can be given to someone who is unlovable.
这个爱甚至大到可以爱那些不可爱的人。
It's so great, it is a love that's given when it's rejected.
甚至大到可以在受拒绝之下继续的爱。
It gives and gives and gives.
给,给,再给。
So agape love actually has very little to do with our emotions.
所以爱加倍的爱其实跟情绪没有什么大的关系。
It has much more to do with our self-denial.
跟我们自己可以说是舍己的爱。
All for the sake of loving another person.
为了爱别人。
Yes, you do feel love.
当然你可以感受到爱。
Many of us would not really know how to describe that feeling.
也许我们不是怎么会形容那种感受。
Some would say it's our heart beats faster.
有的人也许形容爱是好像心跳加速。
Some of you may say you have butterflies in your stomach.
或者是说肚子里面好像叽里咕噜的。
Some of you may say that you love someone so much you feel sick to your stomach.
或者甚至说我爱他爱得真深到我自己肚子都不舒服了。
But love is more than an emotion.
可是爱呢是超过一种情绪。
Because emotions can mislead or deceive you.
因为情绪可以使我们呢想错了东西。
For example, have you ever been really, really worried about a situation?
像譬如说有的时候你会不会很担心很担心某些事情。
And you discovered you were worried about nothing.
结果后来呢其实根本就没有什么大不了的。
Have you ever been really angry with someone?
或者有没有时候对一个人很生气。
And then you discovered there's no real good reason for you to be angry at them.
结果其实都是鸡毛蒜皮没有什么大事。
Have you ever loved someone?
你有没有爱过一个人?
And discovered they did not love you.
后来发现他并不爱你。
Emotions can mislead and deceive you.
所以说情绪可以使我们想错了。
So Paul argues that love is an action, not an emotion.
保罗说爱是一个行动不是一个情绪。
The kind of love that Paul talks about in this passage is experienced and it's demonstrated.
所以保罗所形容的爱呢是可以看得见的可以领受到的。
In our culture, personal feelings are more important than almost everything else.
在我们的文化当中似乎个人的感受比什么其他都重要。
We do what we want because we feel like it.
我们爱做什么就做什么。
We do when we want to do it because we feel like it.
我们什么时候想做什么就做什么。
And if we don't feel like doing something, we don't do it.
如果不想做的就不做。
If Paul is correct,
如果保罗是正确的话,
and if love is an action and not simply an emotion,
如果爱是一个行动而不光光是一种情绪,
then we need to study what God says about love.
那我们得读一读神所说的爱是怎样的爱了。
We need to see what love looks like and how it's lived out in our lives and in the life of the church.
我们得要看一看爱是什么样子，并且如何的活出这个爱在教会中。
So we'll study 1 Corinthians chapter 13 today.
所以我们今天要读的是哥林多前书第13章。
And as we study this, I want you to notice there's a complete lack of emphasis on personal feelings.
那当我们读的时候请各位留意这里好像没有讲到什么个人感受。
The emphasis is actually on actions.
重点是在行动。
So, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 to 3. I'll just have Judy read that for us.
那由我来为大家读出第13章第1到第3节。我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语却没有爱我就成了鸣的锣响的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识而且有全备的信叫我能够移山却没有爱我就算不得什么我若将所有的周济穷人又舍己身叫人焚烧却没有爱仍然与我无益
In this passage, Paul mentions 6 spiritual gifts.
在这段经文里头保罗提出了有六种属灵恩赐
The first one is speaking in tongues, a tongue ofa language of angels.
第一就是说天使的方言。
He also mentions prophesying.
并且说到预言。
Having a special knowledge.
有特殊的知识。
Also having this incredible faith.
有特别的信心。
Giving generously.
而且有周济穷人的恩赐。
And having the gift of willing to give your life as a sacrifice totally.
甚至呢为主殉道。
These were very important gifts in the beginning of the church.
特别在教会历史开始的时候这些都是很重要的属灵恩赐
They were significant in the life of the church
对教会的来说是非常重要
God used these gifts to create and grow the church in the first century
在第一世纪的时候神就是用了这些恩赐来创立并且发展教会
But without love even these important spiritual gifts mean nothing without love
可是如果没有爱即使是这些重要的属灵恩赐也是毫无意义
He says, without love, if you speak in tongues of angels,
说若是没有爱，即使是用天使的话语，
you're just a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
只是鸣的锣，响的拔一样。
He says, without love, you can prophesy and have deep knowledge and have incredible faith.
即使是有先知讲道之能，也有各样的奥秘。
But if you don't have love, it means nothing.
要是没有爱，什么也都没有。
He says, you can give generously and be willing to die for Jesus Christ.
即使你将所有的周济穷人并且愿意为主而死
But without love, you gain nothing.
若是没有爱什么也都无益
So I want to think, have you think and reflect for a moment.
所以我想大家来想一想。
I know many of you are involved in church ministry.
我知道各位有很多都参与教会服事。
Do you feel obligated to serve, that you have to serve?
你觉得是不是好像被压力了，被压迫了才服事呢？
When someone asks you to serve, is it a big burden on you?
当你被邀请来服事，是不是觉得负担很重？
Or do you serve out of love?
还是你打从心里有爱的来服事？
Do you have a love for God and love for others, and that motivates you to serve?
是不是因为你爱神爱人，所以才来服事？
Is love your motivation to serve?
爱是不是你最主要的动力呢？
See, no matter what spiritual gift you may have,
不管你是拥有什么样的属灵恩赐，
if you do not love God and you do not love people,
倘若你不爱神也不爱人，
then it means nothing.
那就什么都无益了。
It's empty.
这是空的。
It's just a clanging cymbal.
就像是一个响的锣。
Nobody really gains from your service if you don't have love.
倘若没有爱，那你所有的服事都没有办法造就人。
See, love is a word that can only be defined in terms of action and behavior.
爱这个字呢，一定要用行动来表达。
And so Paul's really careful here. He wants us to know, what love looks like when we see it.
所以保罗非常小心，他把爱形容的彻底，让我们能清楚地认识它。
That when we see someone acting in a certain way, we can say they're a loving person or they're not a loving person.
当我们看到人的一些行为，我们可以清楚地分辨这是有爱还是没有爱。
Again, our definition of love today has to do with how we feel about certain things.
似乎我们自己用感觉来决定爱。
We love our jobs.
我们爱我们的工作。
We love nice clothes.
我们喜欢漂亮的衣服。
We love dim sum.
我们也喜欢 dim sum.
But the biblical definition of agape love is that it is an action.
可是圣经解释爱加倍的爱是一种行动。
Let's read verses 4 to 8.
让我们一起来读第13章哥林多前书第4到8。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。够了够了，就到此了。
That means stop, right? Okay. In this passage, Paul speaks of what love is, then he says what love is not, and then he goes back to what love is.
在这段经文当中，使徒保罗分享，爱是不是什么，是什么，又再不是什么。
First he says love is patient.
第一是讲说爱是忍耐。
A person who has patient love does not get impatient with people.
一个人要是有忍耐的话，他对人是有耐心的。
See, agape love never says, I'll give you only one more chance.
爱加倍的爱从来不会说，我就给你最后一次机会了。
True love gives an infinite number of chances.
真爱是给无限量的机会。
It's similar to forgiveness.
就好像饶恕。
Jesus was asked, how many times should we forgive someone? 7 times?
耶稣问说，我们要赦免人几次？七次吗？
No, Jesus said, no, 70 times, 7 times you should forgive someone.
那耶稣说七个七次。
An infinite amount of
time. 七十个七次。
An infinite amount of time.
就是无限度的原谅。
All because of love.
因为爱。
Paul says love is kind.
保罗说爱是有恩慈。
Kindness is an expression of goodness toward another person.
恩慈就是彰显人对人，人对一个人好。
We know what kindness is when we receive it and when we give it.
当我们收到人家的恩惠的时候，我们知道那种感受是什么。
Kindness, however, is not only giving someone what he wants.
不过呢，恩慈不单单是给人他所要的。
So when you're trying to give someone a gift, you think carefully about what would make them happy.
所以好像当你在送礼物的时候，你想想看那个人喜欢什么。
Sometimes loving kindness needs to be tough.
有的时候呢，慈恩慈的爱呢是需要坚定的。
That's where we get this phrase "tough love."
所以就有一个话叫坚定的爱。
Kindness is saying no to a spoiled child.
就好像对一个宠坏的孩子，跟他拒绝他，其实是爱他。
Kindness is reporting a crime committed by a friend.
或者是说自己的好朋友犯了错，反倒举报他，其实这是恩慈。
Kindness is telling a family member that they are behaving irresponsibly.
或者是告诉一个家人，你这样做不对，不负责任。
Kindness is love is kind, but it's also tough.
爱是有恩慈，可是也坚定。
Paul follows these two positive expressions of love with seven words to show that love does not behave in a certain way.
那刚刚保罗所说的是爱是怎么样，是怎么样。之后呢，他又用七项呢来说爱不是怎么样。
He says love does not envy.
第一，爱是不嫉妒。
Envy is wanting what is rightfully owned by another person.
嫉妒呢，就是想要得到人家的应得的荣耀。
It's not yours.
根本不是你的。
You want it.
可是你就要。
So you can envy your neighbor's car.
所以你可以嫉妒你邻居的车子。
Or you can envy your friend's job.
或者你嫉妒你朋友的工作。
It's theirs. It's not yours.
这是他的，不是我的。
So the best way to cure envy is actually to pray for the one that you're envious of.
所以说能够医治嫉妒最好的方法就是为他祷告。
That is an expression of love.
这个其实就是彰显爱了。
Because love and envy cannot exist in the same heart.
因为在同一个心里，爱跟嫉妒不能够共存。
If you truly, truly love someone, you will want them to experience joy in whatever they own.
如果你真的爱一个人，你很欢喜地见到他，能够得到他应该得的回报。
So if they have a great job,
如果说他有个很好的工作，
you could feel envious over that.
你也许可以感觉到嫉妒。
Or you could pray for them and celebrate with them.
或者为他祷告，并且一起为他庆贺。
That would be the loving thing to do.
这样子才是爱的表现。
Paul also says love does not boast.
保罗并且说爱是不自夸。
The Greek idea here is windbag.
那这个字呢，字根有一点像是风带的样子。
This is a person who talks on and on and on about themselves.
就是好像一个人一直不停地讲自己。
I lived in Chicago for a few years.
我住在芝加哥有个几年了。
And Chicago has this nickname of the Windy City.
芝加哥有这么一个绰号，就是叫做风城。
Many people believe it's called the Windy City because this.Chicago sits right on the edge of one of the Great Lakes.
人家以为说，之所以叫风城，是因为芝加哥的地理位置就在旁边有个很大风的湖。
And the winds off Lake Michigan just blow across the city.
就好像那个从密西根的风就一路这样子吹，横跨这芝加哥城市。
But that's not where he gets his nickname.
可是这个绰号可不是从那儿来的。
It's called the Windy City because of all the politicians in the city over its history boasting about themselves.
之所以叫风城，是因为芝加哥的这些政治人物一天到晚都是自己在自吹自擂，在夸奖自己。
So when you boast, you show your insecurity and your spiritual immaturity.
所以当你自夸的时候，其实表现出来的是你自己的不安全感，或者是属灵上面的不成熟。
Love does not focus upon ourselves.
爱不是专注在自己。
It focuses on the other person.
乃是专注在别人身上。
Paul also says love is not arrogant.
并且保罗说爱不是张狂。
The idea here is wanting more and more power.
不是说要更多更多的权力。
Arrogant people push themselves into leadership positions.
张狂的人呢，就使自己能爬到头顶上。
And they step on anybody they need to get into a leadership position.
然后呢，在沿途呢，就把人家踩到脚底下。
They think that rules do not apply to them.
他们认为说他们不需要遵守任何的规条。
Arrogance disrespects other people.
张狂的人对人不尊敬不敬重。
But love values all people.
可是爱呢却是看重每一位。
Instead of being arrogant, there's a humbleness and a submission.
在爱里头不是有张狂，乃是有谦卑，乃是有顺从。
Paul says love is not rude.
保罗并且说爱是不做害羞的事。
Some Christians are very blunt.
有的基督徒讲话很直。
They justify it on the grounds of being honest.
他们认为这样才叫诚实。
Telling it like it is.
就实话实说嘛。
But love doesn't always tell it like it is.
可是爱不是实话实说。
Especially when the words don't build the other person up.
特别是如果这话语不能够造就别人。
If your words tear the other person down,
如果说你的话语可以摧毁对方。
Even if it's said in your mind, said in love,
即使在你心里想说这是因为爱才说的。
Then it's not true love.
那这就不叫真爱了。
Love is gracious.
爱是带有恩慈的。
It never forgets to use courtesy and politeness.
而且绝对不会忘记礼貌跟尊重。
Paul says love does not insist on its own way.
保罗并且说爱不自己的益处，不求自己的益处。
Love is not possessive.
不是说掌控性的。
It's not demanding.
不是管理人的。
It's not stubborn.
也不是固执的。
Love does not talk too much.
爱不是说很多的话。
If you're a loving person, you listen a lot.
如果说你是一个有爱的人，你相反的是听人家说话。
It doesn't insist on its own way.
不是说坚持只己意。
It doesn't always have to be my way.
不一定一定都要照自己的意思去做。
Love is always willing to submit and hear what other people have to say.
爱是永远的愿意聆听别人的意见，并且服从别人的意见。
Paul goes on to say, love is not irritable or resentful.
保罗并且说，爱是不轻易发怒。
So love does not have emotional outbursts.
所以说，爱有爱的人不会经常发脾气。
Sometimes you know people who hold things in.
你知道有些人就是闷在里面。
They don't want to talk about issues and problems.
他们并不说出来他们的问题。
They want to keep it inside of themselves.
就喜欢闷在里面。
And like a volcano, they will eventually erupt.
可是就像是火山，终会有一天爆发。
Those who don't show love.
没有爱的人。
Or sometimes easily irritated.
有的时候很容易就受到人的冒犯。
And easily angered at other people.
很容易就发脾气。
But love refuses to live this way.
可是爱拒绝这样的生活方式。
Love does not let another person irritate you.
爱不让另外一个人来烦扰自己。
Love does not mean that you're resentful towards another person.
并且也不会记仇。
Paul says love does not rejoice at wrongdoing.
爱是不喜欢不义。
There's no pleasure when we hear about another person's mistakes.
当别人犯错，自己不会感觉开心。
There's no pleasure when we hear about the sins of another person.
别人犯罪不会让你开心。
Love takes no joy in any kind of evil.
而且在邪恶的事上绝对不会有份。
Instead of rejoicing with one's wrongdoing, there's actually sadness.
当我们看到我们所认识的人犯罪的时候，一点也不喜欢，一点也不高兴，反倒心中为他忧伤。
Love is sad, love prays.
爱使人悲伤，并且为他祷告。
So after these seven negative attributes, Paul goes on to list six positive attributes.
所以在讲完这七个不是爱不是什么之后，现在保罗要讲爱是什么。
Paul says love rejoices with the truth.
保罗说爱喜欢真理。
Love and truth go hand in hand.
爱跟真理是左右两个相结了。
Truth makes our hearts and our love sensitive.
真理能够让我们的心能够敏锐。
Because we know there's no lying or covering up.
因为我们知道没有假的，不可作假。
And having a loving heart makes our truth compassionate and forgiving.
然而爱使真理能够多一些的关怀温暖。
Ephesians tells us to speak the truth in love.
以弗所书教导我们要以爱心说诚实话。
There are many ways, different ways you can speak the truth.
讲真实话、诚实话可以有很多种方法。
You can speak the truth to attack someone.
你可以说真话，可是目的是去攻打别人。
You can speak the truth to cut someone down.
或者是说破坏他。
You can speak the truth because you hate someone.
或者是说用真实话 来反映出你对他的恨。
Truth is a very powerful weapon.
真理呢，其实可以变成一个武器。
But it also can be a very powerful tool.
可是也是一个很好的工具。
This is why Scripture tells us to speak the truth in love.
所以说经文教导我们要说真实话的时候要用爱来包装。
Paul tells us that love bears all things.
并且爱能够凡事包容。
The Greek idea here is to cover something.
这个希腊文的字根是遮盖。
It's related to a word for the roof on your house.
就好像家里的屋顶是似的。
It's a covering that offers protection from the outside elements.
是从外面遮盖了保护里面的人。
So 1 Peter chapter 4 says, love covers a multitude of sins.
所以说彼得前书说爱是能够遮掩所有的许多的罪。
Love seeks to protect other people and their reputation.
爱就是努力地去保护他人，并且保护他人的名誉。
Love does not speak poorly or badly of someone else.
爱不会说人的坏话。
Paul says, love believes all things.
保罗并且说，爱是凡事相信。
Love is always ready to believe the best in people.
爱时时刻刻都带以续发地去相信人的光明的一面。
It's always ready to give the benefit of a doubt.
永远都愿意给人第二次机会。
Love does not seek to cut someone down.
不是要去拒绝毁灭其他的人。
Love does not make quick judgments.
不是很快的就下定论。
Love turns away from gossip.
而且爱是不讲人家闲话的。
Love wants to believe the best of people.
爱相信人的最光明的那一面。
Paul says love hopes all things.
并且保罗说，爱是凡事有盼望。
Love never gives up on people.
爱是永不放弃。
There's always hope in a person or a situation.
在不管是对人对事，永不放弃。
See, God is in the business of creating good outcomes, even though humans fail.
神专门是在人的失败当中创造奇迹。
The book of Romans says all things work for the good of those who love Him.
罗马书告诉我们，万事互相效益，使爱神的人得益处。
Love never loses hope and gives up on other people.
爱从来不失望，从来不放弃。
If you're a loving person, you remain faithful to them.
如果你是一个有爱的人，你会对他一路支持。
It could be very, very difficult to remain faithful to them.
也许是不容易。
Love looks beyond what's happening right now.
可是爱可以使你看到不是现在，而是以后。
It has a hope for a better future.
对以后是充满盼望。
Paul goes on to write, love endures all things.
最后保罗又说，爱是凡事忍耐。
Endures is a military term.
忍耐似乎听起来像是一个军事的这个字眼。
It means to hold your position even though you're under attack.
就是不管怎么样子的艰难，四面攻打，你都不动。
No matter how much the enemy is fighting against you and advancing against you, you need to hold your position.
不管敌人是怎么样子的逼近你，都不要退缩。
So when love endures all things,
当他说爱是凡事忍耐，
that means love perseveres.
表示说爱是持续不动的。
It never gives up on anyone.
永远不放弃任何一位。
Love will not stop loving.
爱不会停止。
Even whenYou're attacked.
即使自己受难。
Even when you're rejected.
即使自己受拒绝。
Love endures.
爱继续持续下去。
And Paul says love never ends.
并且保罗说爱是永不止息。
This is in reference to the last verse in that chapter, verse 13, which reads, So now faith, hope, and love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
就是信望爱，其中最大的就是爱。
When we are in heaven,
当我们去了天堂,
faith and hope will have fulfilled its purposes.
信跟望已经达成了使命。
You won't need faith because we'll see God face to face.
你不需要信了，因为你已经看到你所信的神了。
You won't need hope because we will be in heaven.
你也不需要望了，因为你已经上天堂了。
Love is greater than faith and hope.
可是爱是比信跟望还更大。
Because it will continue into heaven.
因为在天堂里面继续在爱。
We'll always love God and always love others.
我们会一直持续地爱神爱人。
And that love will continue to grow throughout eternity.
而这个在永恒里头是继续持续不断的。
Love is the greatest because it's an attribute, a characteristic of God.
爱是最伟大的，因为这是神的属性。
God is love.
神就是爱。
Faith and hope are not...part of God's character and personality.
信跟望并不是神的性格属性。
God does not have faith in the same way we have faith.
神的信不是像我们的信。
That's because God doesn't have to trust anyone or anything outside of himself.
因为神也不需要信任何其他的，他自己就是神。
God does not have hope in the same way we have hope.
神的盼望望跟我们的望是不一样的望。
Because he knows all things and knows what's going to happen and is in complete control of everything.
因为他早早已经知道什么要发生，而且已经完全的掌权。
But God is love.
可是神是爱。
He will always be love.
他永远是爱。
Therefore, our love will never end.
因此，他的爱永远不止息。
So let me ask you this morning, would you consider yourself a loving person?
那我今天要问问各位了，你们认为自己是一个有爱的人吗？
When you see all these characteristics of what love is as an action, do you say, oh yes, I'm a loving person?
当你看到爱有这么多特别的特点，你会不会觉得你是一个有爱的人呢？
I think it's easy to say, I love you.
我想说，我爱你，可能很容易讲。
You love your spouse.
你可能爱你的配偶
you love your children,
爱你的孩子
your grandchildren,
爱你的孙子
you love God,
爱神
But do you show it?
可是你表现出来了吗
So let's do a little exercise here.
让我们来做一个运动
In this passage where it reads the word love,
在这张经文里面每当你看到爱这个字
insert your own name.
就把你自己的名字放上去
So where it says love is patient and love is kind.
所以如果说他说爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈
I would say Jack is patient, Jack is kind.
那牧师就说 Jack 是恒久忍耐 Jack 是恩慈
I don't know why you're laughing.
我不知道你为什么笑
Jack does not envy, Jack does not boast.
Jack 不张狂不做害羞的事
So if you keep going on and on like this, it's really...For me, it's uncomfortable.
如果你继续这样加名字的话，对我来说，我觉得很难为情。
Because if I try to put my name in the place of love,
因为如果说我放我的名字来代替那个爱那个字
，I fail in so many ways.
我觉得我完全失败。
And I'm embarrassed sometimes when I try to do this exercise.
而且当我在做这个运动的时候，我自己都觉得不好意思。
Now I'm sure.Most of you are more loving than I am.
我相信在座很多位比我更有爱。
But I don't think any of us can live love as described in this passage.
可是我想可能没有任何一个人能够做到这篇爱篇所讲的那种爱。
It's a very challenging passage.
这是一个很有挑战的一篇经文。
Actually, Paul, when he writes this passage, never says that we should try to imitate this kind of love.
保罗在写这篇的时候并没有说我们就要照样的模仿。
It is good to know what true love is and what pure love is.
保罗要我们知道什么是真爱什么是纯纯的爱。
But he never commands us to love in this way.
可是他从来没有命令我们要照这样子做。
So what's the point of the passage?
所以说呢这一部爱篇是什么目的呢
So if you substitute your name, for the word love,You will fail.
所以如果说你把你的名字填在这个爱的字这个位置上，你如果照这样读的话，你是绝对是不成功的。
Your love will be imperfect.
你的爱是不完全的。
You cannot live this kind of love.
你活不出来这种的爱。
But if you substitute the name of Jesus,
倘若你用耶稣来代替这个爱这个字
，Everywhere you see love,
每一个地方你看到爱，你就放上耶稣。
Then these statements will be true.
那这句话就真了，就对了。
Jesus is patient.
耶稣是恒久忍耐。
Jesus is kind.
耶稣是恩慈。
Jesus is not envy.
耶稣是不嫉妒。
Jesus is not boast.
耶稣是不自夸。
Jesus is not arrogant.
耶稣不张狂。
Jesus is not rude.
耶稣不做害羞的事。
Jesus does not insist on his own way.
耶稣不求自己的益处。
Jesus is not irritable.
耶稣不轻易发怒。
Jesus is not resentful.
耶稣不计算人的恶。
Jesus does not rejoice at wrongdoing.
耶稣不喜欢不义。
Jesus rejoices with the truth.
耶稣只喜欢真理。
Jesus bears all things.
耶稣凡事包容。
Jesus believes all things.
耶稣凡事相信。
Jesus hopes all things.
耶稣凡事盼望。
Jesus endures all things.
耶稣凡事忍耐。
Jesus never ends.
耶稣永不止息。
See, only Jesus Christ.Could have totally and perfectly loved in this way.
只有耶稣能够这样子完全的爱。
And that is the gospel message.
而这就是福音的宗旨。
The gospel shows us that Jesus loved perfectly.
福音教导我们耶稣是完全的爱。
There are many stories of Jesus in the Bible.
圣经里头有很多有关耶稣的故事。
And many stories where Jesus interacted with other people.
耶稣很多的时候跟人打交道。
I believe that Jesus loved every single person that he met.
我深信耶稣深爱的每一个他所遇见的人。
Even the difficult people.
其实那些困难的人。
The people who were against him.
那些反对他的人。
The doubters.
那些怀疑他的人。
Those who were old, those who were young.
即使是年老的、年少的。
And even those who wanted to kill him.
即使是那些要杀害他的人。
The cross is the truest and purest form of love.
十字架是那最纯真的爱。
We can see it in the actions of Jesus Christ.
我们可以从耶稣的行为看出来。
It's been said that love held Jesus on the cross.
是爱使耶稣挂在十字架上。
You and I cannot love the way that's described here when we do it on our own power.
要是靠我们自己的力量，我们爱不出这样的爱。
But the gospel gives us the ability to have the Holy Spirit help us.
可是福音借着圣灵的帮助可以使我们这样的爱。
We cannot do it on our own power because it's beyond our human abilities.
我们人的力量是办不到的。
But we have the ability because Jesus helps us to do it.
可是我们可以因为耶稣帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit works in us and through us to live love like this.
圣灵在我们里面做工并且借着我们做工。
Love is more than an emotion.
爱是超越一种情绪
it is an action.
然而这是一个行动
And it's not easy.
并不容易
Only with the help of God can we love this way.
只有借着神的帮助我们才能够这样的爱
Today, how will you grow in your love towards others?
今天我们如何的对人有这样的爱呢
The first thing you need to know is this.
第一件事你要知道的是
That you cannot truly become a loving personUnless you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
如果说没有跟耶稣基督有一个个人的关系，是无法这样的爱。
Jesus Christ loved you so much that he was sent by his Father to die upon the cross.
耶稣爱你何其深，以至于接受了天父的差派，死在十字架上。
And God's love was willing to sacrifice his own son.
而神的爱就是他愿意牺牲他唯一的独生爱子。
Now, when you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord,
当你接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主
every time God looks at you, he sees someone who is clean and righteous.
他每一次神看到你的时候，他看见的是一个公义，是一个圣洁的你。
For you to love in a pure and true way, you must have this relationship with Jesus Christ first.
如果说要有真正完全的爱，一定要先跟耶稣基督有完全的关系。
The next thing you can do is this.
下一件你可以做的是
You can love those who are nearest to you.
你可以爱你身边的人。
It's always easy to love those who are closest to you.
最身边的人是最容易爱的。
If you're married, love your husband or your wife.
如果说你已婚，你可以爱你的先生或是你的太太。
If you have children, love your children.
如果你有孩子，就爱你的孩子。
Love your neighbors, your coworkers.
爱你的邻居，爱你的同事。
People you interact with every day.
你每一天打交道的人
And just practice this love.
就是练习这种爱
Practice being patient.
练习忍耐
Practice being kind.
练习恩慈
Practice not being rude.
练习
Love those closest to you.
爱自己最身边的人
After you love those who are closest to you, you can try this.
当爱完了你周边的人之后
You can start trying to love people who are just beyond your closestA circle of friends and family.
就可以爱那离你身边下一层的那些人物了。
See, God has called us to love all people.
神告诉我们要我们去爱所有的人。
We love those who are closest to us first.
我们先爱我们周边的人。
And then hopefully that makes it easier for us to love other people beyond that.
也许这个之后你就可以爱下一层次的人了。
It's very important that we do this.
这是很重要的。
As Jesus said in the Gospel of John,
因为耶稣在约翰福音说
that all people will know that we are his disciples when we show love for one another.
是要我们彼此相爱，这样子才能够看得出来我们是耶稣的门徒。
The purpose of love is not that we simply feel good about ourselves.
爱不是让我们自己觉得自己很了不起。
Or make other people feel good.
或者是让人家也觉得挺好的。
The purpose in loving other people is this.
爱主要的目的是
so that people will know who Jesus Christ is.
让他人能够认识耶稣
And that's love that is real.
而这才是真正的爱。
That's love that's important.
这是重要的爱。
That's love that's worth believing in.
这个是值得我们相信的爱。
Love is more than an emotion.
爱是不是一个单单的情绪而已。
Love is action.
爱是行动。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you for this passage.
天父，我们谢谢你赐下这一篇经文。
And it's sometimes difficult to read knowing that we cannot fulfill all these characteristics of love.
因为我们缺乏的太多，似乎读这篇经文都有点困难。
But we are grateful and indebted to the gospel.
可是我们何等感谢这样的福音书。
That Jesus showed us what perfect love is.
耶稣彰显了什么是完全的爱。
Would you help us through the power of the Holy Spirit?
求圣灵帮助我们。
To learn how to love like this.
让我们以这样的爱来爱别人。
So that many more would come to know who Jesus Christ is.
以至于更多的人得以认识耶稣。
In his name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.